Everybody, this is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic? Yeah, man. Yeah, so this is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. We are about to go down, do the most. Yes, it's gonna be a very interesting show. Yes, we're gonna have a lot of interesting moments. I'm not gonna sing today, cause yeah, it's gonna be interesting if I sing. So yeah, today's topic, very interesting. That's why you clicked on it. You saw the topic, you are like, hey, I want to hear what Fearless Eagle has to speak about. You know, what does he have to say about this topic? And like right now in the world, there's a lot of things that we can speak about. And yeah, like a lot of things is happening. But today's topic, we're going to be looking at Cleopatra. Yes, that's who we're going to be looking at. And today's topic, as you saw, is where is Cleopatra's tomb? Yes, where's the tomb? We want to know where's the tomb. Now, I have to say, this is one of the most interesting person. Like when I was actually doing research and everything, and yeah, like watching videos, like it's actually interesting to go back, you know, to the time when, yeah, the person existed and how the person lived their life. Like it was really, really awesome. I was like, sure, okay, it's interesting to know this history and all those stuff. Now, for those who do not know Cleopatra, now Cleopatra was one of the she considered herself as a god. That's, yeah, she was on a level where she considered herself as a god. And back then, before her, there were, like she was one of the rulers of Egypt. So she was one of the rulers of Egypt. And obviously before her, it was male. Like there were male rulers before her. And then she came into power. She was like the female, and she wanted to make sure that she places a statement to say that, hey, I'm the one that's in authority here. I'm the one that's ruling. And yes, you people fear the male, you know, rulers before me, but I am. She basically wanted the message to go out there, as in people must know that she is as powerful as her previous rulers and even better than them. She surpassed them. So that's why she actually considered herself a god. Yes. And she would liken herself to the goddess, you know, Isis. Now, hey, this is like deep stuff, like really deep stuff. I don't want to get into it right now. Yes, we're going to look at everything, like actually break it down and go through everything and actually see what's happening and the history and everything, and concerning a tomb, was it found or not found? So we're going to look at all of those things. But before we even go down with the good stuff, here is a track. I'm going to give you a track for you to enjoy, and I hope you're ready for this. But here is a track that you're going to take, and yeah, it's going to be going down and everything. The track is by DJ Melon featuring Black Coffee and Kayam Tetwa, Cold Reflections. Enjoy.
The most amazing presenter.
Photograph. For all your favorite shows.
It's all on XFM.
Radio has never been better.
Exclusive for Letteras in the House.
amaqhinga pelile amahlaza pelile there is no turning back the truth shall set me free la shoni langa give me goti but I'm standing here alone naked as a fool
Lucy, full address in the house.
I know you enjoyed that track. That tune was amazing. Yes, now we're gonna get into it. Get into it. Now, this is something that's really interesting. Like, when I was looking at everything and doing research, and yeah, basically, Cleopatra was a ruler. Now, just a bit about, yeah, Cleopatra, so that you can understand and everything. Now, Cleopatra was the last active ruler of the Ptolemaic kingdom of Egypt, and she was a member of the Ptolemaic dynasty. And what was really interesting is, yeah, obviously she was a descendant of the founder of the Ptolemy Sota. Now, there was a Macedonian Greek general, and he was a companion of Alexander the Great. So that's literally what's cooking that side. And so now, when you look at Cleopatra, she was actually born in your 69 BC in Egypt, right there in Alexandria. Like, it's really interesting when you look at their histories and everything. Like, I was actually watching a YouTube video and, you know, like reading on them and all the stuff. And sure, the type of life that they lived was interesting. It was really, yeah, mind-blowing. Now, the other thing that I was like shocked when they actually put a picture of, you know, Cleopatra in the movies and then they put a picture of her in real life. I'm like looking at that, I'm like, okay, sure, these two pictures, they really, really don't correspond. Which I kind of understand why she was literally making herself a god. It makes sense. Actually, go and look at the pictures, the two pictures. You'll see there's a picture of her in the movies and a picture of her in real life. And it's going to make sense, you know, to actually show you, yeah, why she would, yeah, you know, display herself as a god. Now, she died 30 BC years ago. And they even have a date on the 30 of August. Which my brain is like, how do they know? Yeah, well, there is a question that needs to be answered in another show. But yeah, that's literally what, yeah, is cooking that side. And then she was obviously buried in the tomb of Anthony and Cleopatra. Now, that tomb, they still looking for it. They still don't know where it is. They've been looking for it. And it's really, really interesting because in the process of them looking for this tomb, what happens is they find other different things. So, like, I was reading and, like, stuff that I found out was in the process of them looking for her tomb. Because, like, back in the days, you know, back in their time, what would happen is when you die, obviously, if you want to die and get buried, not if you want to die, I don't think there's anyone who would want to die. Obviously, yeah, most of the times, let's say majority of the people, they want us to live forever. I mean, that's where you have people who have the idea of being immortal. Yeah, you know, that idea came from that, like the desire to actually live forever and, yeah, all those stuff. So, yeah, in the process of them looking for her tomb, that's where now they started discovering other things that now we like, whoa, okay, so this actually existed and all those stuff. And then you start seeing that Cleopatra actually, she compared herself with the the mother goddess Isis. Now, hey, I'm thinking Isis. So when I saw this and I saw, hey, mother goddess Isis, I'm now thinking of Isis, you know, the Isis that we know in our time. So now, Isis was actually the daughter of the earth god, Geb. Now, Geb was the sky goddess. So you get the, yeah, the goddess of the sky. I mean, like, you have all of these different types of goddess and all the stuff. You know, when you go into these different, yeah, like, historical stuff, and you know, like, you start studying these things, you find that there were goddesses. There was a god of love, god of this, god of that, and you know, your Zeus and all those things. So you actually see all of these, yeah, different characters or being, or yeah, or whatever you wanna call them. So she actually, yeah, she likened herself to Isis, the goddess Isis, and that's why I'm saying she saw herself as a god. She actually saw herself as a god. Now, Isis, the goddess Isis, myth is, the question is she a myth? Is she a legend? Well, that is a question to be answered in another show. But one thing that I can say, you know, that, yeah, just to grab your attention and everything. Now, Isis, they say Isis had great powers of healing, protection, and magic. So that's actually who goddess Isis was. And she could cast spells on, you know, people. And yeah, like an example was her power. One of her power was obviously to bring back people, you know, dead people back to life. And that was like bringing back dead people for one night. That's literally some of the stuff that she could do. So you see all of these different things. But now going back to Cleopatra. Now Cleopatra, yeah, like I said, she saw herself as a goddess and all those stuff. And you get people that are like, why is Cleopatra, you know, famous and all those stuff? While she was actually the queen of Egypt, yes, mm-hmm, your 51 to 30 BCE, Cleopatra actively influenced Roman politics. Yes, she actually influenced Roman politics at that crucial period. And she was known for her relationships with Julius Caesar and Mark Antony. She actually represented them as, you know, one of the politicians and those strong rulers and all those stuff. Which now, when we go to a lifestyle, you know, it has a whole different type of, I'll call it an abomination because of the things that she used to do, which, yeah, myself, I do not agree with. But now, going back to her tomb, up to today, like I said earlier, they have never found it. They still haven't found it. And they don't know where it is. They don't know where she was buried. And yeah, they're still looking for her body and everything. But one thing that I would say is it's actually interesting to see all of these things. They did discover, like, during her time, you know, the currency that they used, you know, like their coins and everything. During that time, she actually put a picture. She printed a picture. Like, they were making, they used to use coins. So they put a picture on her coins. Like, the coins, all the coins around the Egypt and everything had her picture, and people, they knew she's the one that is in charge. She's the one in authority. You don't mess around with her and all the stuff. So they did discover, you know, things like that, like her coins and everything in the city where she obviously used to stay and everything. So they did discover all of these things, but it's actually a journey that they're still taking in terms of, like, discovering a tomb and everything where she was buried and all the stuff. So they're still doing that, which is really interesting. Like, it's amazing to actually see all of these different things that are happening and discoveries and all the stuff, and to actually know about them. It's really, really interesting to, yeah, you know, find out more about them and see what really happened back then, and, you know, learn how the culture was, people in authority and all the stuff. But the greatest human being that ever lived on the earth is not Cleopatra. And obviously, like, yeah, they're out there looking for a tomb and everything, but the greatest man who ever lived is Jesus. And if you can actually, I think the amount of effort, time, and everything, that resources, you know, energy that they put into finding Cleopatra, making documentaries and all the stuff, that amount of effort that they put into that, if they actually had to, you know, go from Cleopatra to Jesus, I believe a lot of people's lives are going to get changed. I mean, even now, a lot of people's lives are getting changed. But it's that thing of, yeah, it's interesting to find out things about history, you know, and, yeah, where is Cleopatra's tomb? We don't know. Up to today, we still don't know. Yes, maybe one day we'll find out, but we still don't know. So it's that thing. And yeah, myself, I'm gonna give you a tune for you to enjoy. Yes, here is a tune for you to enjoy. Yes. So I hope you're gonna put on your dancing shoes, cause myself, I'm gonna do that. And I'm gonna start grooving and moving and doing the most. Here is an awesome, amazing track for you to dance to, for you to move, for you to do everything that you need to do, because I trust you and I believe that you need some time to, you know, refresh the mind and, you know, think about everything. So here is a track by Mitch Wong called Infinity.
I look to the stars in the night sky and I realize no matter how dark, you're still burning bright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. There's something amazing about you. Ooh. I look to the stars and I realize your love is infinity. A thousand times I fall, but you'll always come back for me. You are never letting go, cause your love.
You enjoy that was amazing, that was awesome. You're moving. Yes, the tunes are really, really amazing. I did. That's why I chose the track for you. Myself, Fearless Eagle, I hope you had an awesome, amazing time. You know, it's good to, you know, find out things like this and all those stuff. And do let me know what you want my next topic to be. Yes, if you have a specific topic in mind, and we'll get talking, we'll get, yeah, like, we'll start a conversation and hear what everyone else has to say about the whole situation. yes, conversation, situation. I feel like I'm rhyming and everything, rapping, yeah, doing the most. So for myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm going to love you and leave you. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening to you, good evening. If it's good afternoon. And if it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep. Peace out and God bless. Here is a last track for you to enjoy by Reactive, Cold War Zone.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
You are homely, you are homely.